some of them, but some of them we gotta be seen brothers to be the best. Forgot about that unity with their vanity. Babylon came along again.
This is Babylon by United Flavor. The Motley Group formed in Prague in 2004 and consists of seven members, lead singer Carmen, who is from Spain, band founder and producer Jay from Ivory Coast, three native Czechs, Yaro, Standa, and Velocity, as well as Split, who is Slovak, and Bill from the U.S. The music of United Flavor combines several diverse musical styles, including reggae, Latino, flamenco, soul, hip-hop, R&B, and dancehall. The band's songs are mainly in English and Spanish, but Carmen believes that this does not stop the local Czech audience from listening.
People is really open here for different cultures and different languages. They are really like interested not only in English but in other languages as well. So although maybe Spanish is not many people who can understand it, but they still like it, because also I'm lucky that Spanish language is very rhythmical. And even if you don't understand what the lyrics are about, the rhythm and the music, it goes nicely, so the people enjoy it. I mean, it's like anywhere. Like, sometimes you go, you listen to music in other countries, you don't understand what the lyrics are about, but you like the music.
In the kind of music we do, it's not so much the language that matters. It's more what message you bring across to people.
Jay was born in Ivory Coast, raised in Paris, and is now settled in Prague, producing United Flavor's albums and sometimes lending his own voice to the songs. Although fast-paced tunes played in clubs are always popular, he believes that music should have a more soothing, personal connection.
Music is definitely a spiritual thing, and it has to stay spiritual. Although we play it in clubs and in our kitchens, and you know, we use it to send some nice messages, how much we love our girlfriends, music is still a spiritual thing. And reggae, more than any other music, is a religious and a spiritual thing.
Despite the language barrier, the group sees music as a medium for voicing opinions, and the lyrical messages in their songs do address important themes in society.
Peace, love, unity, these are universal values. You got universal values and principles that we will always sing about. These are the things that matter in time and last in time. I think it's also important, though, to sing about social things, how men should be nicer to the ladies, how ladies should also be nicer to the men, and how some of the medias should stop promoting certain negative image of other people on behalf of one race or the other. You know, these are stuff that I think we as artists have to make sure that we speak about.
We have some a bit more deep lyric songs, like, I don't know, like a bit of critique about the system. Like, we have a big hit from our first album. It was Revolution, which is not a violent revolution. Revolution, we meant it more in the meaning, like, a change to make it better. So, like, in a positive way, not violence. We are not violent people, so we are against violence. So when we mean revolution, it's more like a change for better.
The group's conscious effort to include a mix of several different musical styles from around the world also conveys a message of unity, as their first album is titled. For Jay and Carmen, who come from diverse backgrounds, this is a natural process. Although in the Czech Republic, rock music is considered mainstream, United Flavor's goal is to bring reggae, soul, and hip-hop music to a level where it is accepted as rock is.
The most important thing is, as an artist, to stay true to your environment. We try to take so many different musical styles and put them together as once. The reason why we're doing this is because we grew up in a multicultural society. I grew up with reggae as well as with hip-hop and African music. Carmen did the same thing with flamenco and many other styles. So it's pretty natural as an artist to use all these influences that you grew up with and put them in one baggage. You know, we are all a mix of a lot of things, and artists should really take this plus and express that also in their music.
No, which translates loosely as no way, is a more fast-paced Spanish number, but each of the songs on the album include different musical styles and rhythms, and depending on the song, have a slower or faster pace. Yet all of these songs are combined onto the band's album Unity, and the themes of unity and concord are indeed a part of everything the band does.
We are a group of people which we are from different countries, and when we are on stage, we are really united, same when we rehearse, same when we work together. So also another message we show and we try to say is that people from different cultures and countries and religions or ideas, they can get together and make nice things together without having to arguing or like fight or using violence just because you are from different culture. If it's possible in music, then it's possible in all fields.
Although the band prides itself on its multicultural dimension, Carmen and Jay stress the values of reggae music in particular. They believe that reggae's messages of peace and love are universal themes that should transcend all cultures.
Reggae is, as far as I know, spiritual-based music. The message always was, and I think will stay spiritual. Even if you have a different aspect of reggae music, dancehall and all of that, that speak about clubbish things. The main core of reggae music is spiritual, and I think that's what people like about it.
It's not only like a reggae message, but I think it's a very positive message that it can catch anyone, and it's like all about like love, unity, like positive things. So I think that helps everyone, even if you, I mean, you don't have to be a Rastaman, but if you like the message, so I guess that's why also, and plus the music is really nice music, so I think that all the combination together, lyrics, message and music, is like maybe making it a bit bigger than it used to be before, that it was only like, I don't know, Jamaica or like very specific countries.